Michael Holder works as a tapper on a plantation near Kakata in Margibi County. He comes to work at 4 in the morning to extract liquid latex from 500 trees before taking it to a collection point to be sold.
The amount I produce, they tell me by the percentage, 40%. Wow. They come to me, then the pattern rest go to the farm owner.
So roughly how much do you make in 1 month?
$50 sometimes, 40, because all depends on the price. The price high, you can get something for yourself. But if the raw price very low, nothing much. If the price high, sometimes I make $100, sometimes $120.
Liberia's tropical climate is ideal for growing rubber. It has been home to one of the largest plantations in the world since 1926, owned by American company Firestone. But the economy has taken a hit by a fall in global prices, and small-scale farmers have been the first to suffer. Another big problem is that rubber is exported from Liberia in its raw form, meaning farmers are getting a base price. The new vice president, Jewel Howard Taylor, told me she wants to change this.
Why don't we have a factory for processing rubber? Why are we still sending out raw materials out of Liberia at very low prices, and they come back a million times more in tires or condoms or slippers? Why are we not investing in ensuring that those people who come to the table to get our resources provide factories that can turn some of those materials into finished products? It will give us more money. It will also provide job security for our people, for which we need. If you have a decent paying job, you should be able to send your children to decent schools. You should be able to build your family life. But if you have Firestone with a 500-year contract, and it's not 500 years, I'm just exaggerating, for which after all of these years, they have not been able to give us condoms, there's something wrong with it.
Liberia is still a way off from manufacturing its own condoms and tires, but there is some hope. Factories are being set up by a handful of local entrepreneurs to make a semi-processed product called ribbed smoked sheets, or RSS. These sheets are then exported to manufacturers abroad. Farmers receive 5% more for their latex sold to RSS processors. Sarath Kumara is a rubber expert from Sri Lanka, where the RSS industry is more advanced.
At the moment, Liberian rubber industry is not much developed. So if you can process latex into other forms like sheet rubber, that is mainly RSS, you can add value. RSS is the main raw material for many rubber products. So a major portion of RSS goes for tires. The good thing is the availability of raw material, latex. So there's copious supply of raw material in Liberia. And also the labor cost is, I think, very minimal. So that the cost of production for RSS in Liberia would be very minimal.
RSS seems like a win-win option for farmers and local businesses. Harris Pemba is the head of a group of farmers who have moved away from the sale of raw cup lump rubber to supply the RSS industry.
We don't really see the possibility of us going back to the production of cup lumps. For one fight, whenever the price of cup lump goes up, that changes other being applied to the RSS. Every business personnel is finding a way to maximize profit and minimize cost. So since we are having a maximum profit, there is no reason why we go back to the old days of producing cob lumps.
All eyes are now on the new government to see how it will promote business in Liberia. George Weir is keeping his cards close to his chest. But in the meantime, the ribbed smoked sheets industry is making strides. Lucinda Rouse in Kakata, Liberia, for Radio France International.